This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Harry Styles announces overseas tour dates. Silk Sonic now has a Vegas residency, and Kim Kardashian is fed up with Kanye taking aim at her parenting style. This is Billboard News Now for Wednesday, January 19th. First up, Harry Styles is taking his love on tour overseas. The Golden Singer announced dates for the 2022 European and South American legs of his next stint on Wednesday, January 19th. The outing will feature opening acts from Arlo Parks in Dublin, Coffee in Latin America, Mitski for all the UK dates, and Wolf Alice for selected European shows. The leg is slated to kick off on June 11th with a show in Glasgow and run through December 10th in Brazil. Styles wrapped his Love on Tour North American swing on November 28th in Long Island, New York, after 42 shows, closing with 719,000 tickets sold and 94.7 million in grosses. Next up, most acts wait until well into their career to set down roots in Las Vegas. But for Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak, Silk Sonic, the time is now. The dynamic duo announced on Wednesday morning, January 19th, that they'll be offering their services to the Strip beginning on February 25th at Dolby Live as part of an evening with Silk Sonic. Mars tweeted about the announcement saying, "It's happening, the sexiest party of the year. Them Silk Sonic boys are performing live in Las Vegas." .Paak also posted about their new venture on Instagram saying, "The terms are locked and Vegas might not ever be the same, Jack. You're invited to the hottest show in Sin City." The residency is the first substantial run of gigs in support of the pair's debut album, An Evening with Silk Sonic. The collection debuted at number one on Billboard's top R&B hip-hop albums chart dated November 27th, and number two on the Billboard 200 after the lead single Leave the Door Open topped the hot R&B hip-hop songs chart for 8 weeks between April and July 2021. The run currently includes 13 dates at the 5,200-seat theater at the Park MGM. At press time, shows are set for dates in February, March, and April. Live Nation pre-sale is slated to kick off at 1 p.m. Eastern Time today. The general public on sale begins at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Friday, January 21st. And finally, Kim Kardashian is fed up with Kanye for dragging her parenting style.
Yo, I'm just wishing my daughter a public happy birthday. I wasn't allowed to know where her party was.
This week, Kanye made headlines for releasing a new song called Easy, where in it he criticizes how Kim parents their four children.
I got love for the nannies, but real family is better. The cameras watch the kids, I stop taking the credit.
In the song, he also lashes out at Kim's rumored boyfriend, Pete Davidson.
God save me from that crash, just so I could beat Pete Davidson.
Who?
The day after the song was released, Kanye went on social media to call out Kim for allegedly refusing to tell him where their daughter Chicago's birthday party was being held.
There's nothing legal. They're saying that these are the kind of games that's being played.
At the light,
it's the kind of thing that really has affected my health for the longest.
However, he was later spotted in the background of social media posts from the party and made another video thanking Travis Scott and Kylie for giving him the address. An insider told Us Weekly that Kim was shocked by Kanye's allegations because he was in fact invited to the party and given its location. On Sunday, Kanye made more allegations against Kim during an interview with Hollywood Unlocked, saying that when he picked up the kids from school last week, security stopped him at the gate. He went on to speculate that he was denied entry to Kim's house because Pete was inside, but sources tell TMZ that Pete has never been to Kim's house. Furthermore, Kim's divorce lawyer told Page Six that nobody is keeping Kanye from his children, saying in a statement, "Mr. West being kept from the children by security or anyone else is news to us." It's now being reported that Kanye's recent interview and antics has left Kim feeling overwhelmed and upset, but she wants to maintain a healthy relationship with Kanye for the kids' sake, adding that her goal has always been to have a healthy co-parenting relationship with Kanye, where both of them are involved. Last month, Kim filed to become legally single as she told courts that Kanye had failed to respond to multiple requests to officially terminate their marriage. All right, that's all for today, but for more on these stories, you can head to billboard.com. And don't forget to subscribe to our daily podcast. For Billboard News Now, I'm Chelsea Briggs.